Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 9 minutes. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 8 minutes. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 7 minutes. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 6 minutes. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 5 minutes. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 4 minutes. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 3 minutes. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 2 minutes. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 1 minute. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 30 seconds. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 10 seconds.
Winston-Salem-Baseball.
Get up, baby. Get up, get up, get up.
Is on the air.
It's a goner.
We're 15 minutes away from the first pitch. Now, here's your pregame host, Brendan Riley.
Well, his best of three series has reached the middle game here on a Saturday evening in Winston-Salem. Last night, the Dash taking a 1-0 victory over the Asheville Tourists. DJ Gladney's solo homer in the bottom of the seventh inning, the difference last night as the Dash picked up their 41st win here this season. Improved to 41-47 coming at the hands of the Asheville Tourists, who dropped to 30. 37-48. Now the two sides have turned their attention to game two here on a rainy and wet Saturday in Winston-Salem. Welcome inside Truist Stadium for the first time this evening. Brendan Riley with you here on Bally Live and the Dash Broadcast Network. And right now here at the ballpark, Tarp is on the field. It's been on the field for the better part of the last 3-4 hours. There is some standing water on the warning track here around the ballpark. So right now, it doesn't look like necessarily we're going to get a 7 p.m. first pitch, but still no official word here from the ballpark or from the dash both sides, the umpires here tonight so far. It looks like the rain's trying to let up right now, but there's a pretty steady downpour coming throughout the better part of the late afternoon into the early evening. Right now, you got grounds crew officials and front office staff. It looks like they're ready. They're down in the dash dugout trying to see if they're going to be able to take the tarp off the field here anytime soon. About 14 minutes away from our scheduled first pitch time of 7 p.m. here for game two of this best of three series between the Winston-Salem Dash and the Asheville Taurus. But taking a look at that ball game as a whole last night, if you liked pitching, it was the game for you. This game had a little bit of everything. It started with the guy who got the ball for the Winston-Salem Dash, Shane Murphy, and he was terrific. His best start here in 2024, going six innings, allowed only one hit, one base runner, and struck out four. He allowed a single with two outs in the top of the first inning to Taurus third baseman Austin Deming. And after that, he retired the next 16 batters and the final 16 batters that he saw on the evening. And Shane Murphy, he was absolutely terrific there for the Dash last night. So they needed coming off of the All-Star break and losing the final four games of that series in Greensboro last weekend. But Shane Murphy, he was terrific. He had control of everything. He was getting fly balls. This ballpark, as it's been all season, has been a very pitcher's-friendly ballpark. There were some deep ones, but they ended up being held in. And so for Shane Murphy, it was arguably his best start, probably his best start here in 2024. He then gave the ball to Peyton Paulette in the seventh, and Paulette has kind of transitioned from a starter role over the first half of the season now to a reliever, and since he's become a reliever here in 2024, he has been absolutely dominant, and he was again last night. In that seventh inning, he ended up punching out two of the three batters he saw, sat down the Taurus 1-2-3. And on the other side, though, the Dash offense, they couldn't get much going. They loaded the bases in three straight innings in the fourth, fifth, and sixth, but were not able to push across a run as the Dash ended up stranding nine runners across the middle innings last night here at Truist Stadium. And whenever that happens, you have to think, oh, boy, this seems like a game that Asheville might be able to steal. Dash have the opportunities, and they're not able to capitalize. But in the bottom of the seventh after the 1-2-3 inning from Peyton Paulette, DJ Gladney, on a 3-2 pitch, he got a breaking ball and drove it over the wall and left onto the berm to give the Dash a 1-0 lead. And Winston-Salem, they weren't able to get anything else in that inning, but they ended up taking the 1-0 lead there in the bottom of the seventh inning. Paulette returned for the eighth inning. Sat him down 1-2-3 once again. 6-up and 6-down for Peyton Paulette in relief. Dash Gay got a double from Bryce Willits in the bottom of the eighth inning. An insurance run standing in scoring position were able to come through with a big knock, and so the two sides went to the ninth in a 1-0 game. And Zach Franklin, he came out for the ninth trying to pick up the save. His fourth of the year he was going for. And it didn't start well. It was a leadoff single by Yamal Encarnacion that got things started for the Taurus. That was their first hit. They only had two base runners. That was their first hit in 22 batters. He would then steal second and advance to third on a flyout by Will Bush. And that brought up the top of the order, Narbe Cruz and Luis Baez. And Franklin, he bared down, and he was able to come away getting Cruz to strike out. And then he got Baez to pop out to Lloydell Schapelli to end the game. And the Dash were able to take a 1-0 pitcher's duel last night to pick up the shutout victory and improve to 41-47, 10-12 in the second half as the Taurus dropped to 37-48 overall, 9-12 here in the second half of 2024. But right now, Tarp is on the field here in Winston-Salem. Looks like they're taking a look, see if they can get the tarp off the field here, and maybe we'll be able to get nine in here tonight. Hopefully don't have to have a doubleheader coming up tomorrow. But it's going to be a little bit, maybe, from what it looks like right now. They're taking a look at the field, trying to see if we'll be able to get a ball game in here today. Still no official word, though, on this one here this evening. And we'll continue with our pregame show coming up on the other side of this timeout. We'll take a trip around the rest of the White Sox organization, and we'll take a look around the rest of the affiliates here after the All-Star break, as well as take a look at the Chicago White Sox. We got more to come here on Dash Pregame on the other side of this timeout here on Bally Live in the Dash Broadcast Network.
Hey, what are we doing after the game? How about some beers?
I want a cocktail.
Hey, I'm driving. I was thinking coffee.
Too bad we can't find all those in one place.
Yeah.
Guys, haven't you been downtown lately? There is a place you can find great coffee and great craft beer and cocktails. Footnote Cafe is right next to Foothills Pub on 4th Street. They roast their own coffee, have killer cocktail and wine lists, and feature...
Wait, don't tell me. Plenty of delicious Foothills beer.
You got it. All that in a really cool space. Let's go check it out.
Let's go!
Footnote Coffee and Cocktails, open Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m.
When you feel good, life is good. It's more joyful, meaningful, and fulfilling. And when you choose Atrium Health, you're choosing an unrivaled partner to help you be at your best, to get the most from every day. We're the region's most trusted healthcare partner because we treat people and not just problems. The best care for a more full life. Atrium Health Wake Forest Baptist. The official healthcare provider of the Winston-Salem Dash.
Hey, Dash fans, thank you for coming out to today's game. WPTF is a proud sponsor of today's game. WPTF provides news, talk, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, every day, with award-winning news and great programming. Like our Weekend Gardener show, Saturdays from 8 to 11. You get all the information you need from the station trusted for 100 years. Tune in at AM 980 and WPTF.com. Download the WPTF News and Traffic app and listen to our shows wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
You're listening to The Dash on MILB TV and the Dash Radio Network. Now, let's head back to the ballpark.
Back here inside Truist Stadium, we are about 8 minutes away from our scheduled first pitch here on a Saturday evening in the Camel City. But the tarp is still on the field right now. There is some rain still coming down here at Truist Stadium. And so it looks like we're not going to get underway here at our scheduled start time, 7 p.m. Brennan Riley with you here on Dash Pregame here on Bally Live and the Dash Broadcast Network. We'll continue with our pregame programming, and we'll start taking a look around the rest of the White Sox organization here on Saturday, the 20th of July. Kannapolis Cannonballers get off to a good start after the All-Star break. 13-3 win over the Augusta Green Jackets, the Braves' low-A affiliate. Last night at home, they go for Game 2 coming up at 7 p.m. Eastern. Birmingham Barons, they were postponed yesterday. They have a doubleheader here today against the Chattanooga Lookouts. Game 1 is already in the books. A 1-0 win in 7 for the Barons over the Lookouts to improve to 48-40 on the season. They go for Game 2 coming up here in just a little bit. Noah Schultz getting the ball for the Barons this evening. Also, Charlotte Knights, they were postponed yesterday against the Gwinnett Stripers. Doubleheader started at 4:05 p.m. today, and Charlotte comes away with a 5-4 victory there over the Stripers, who improved to 42-49 on the season. They go for Game 2 of that doubleheader coming up here in just a little bit. And then the Chicago White Sox last night, a 7-1 loss at Kauffman Stadium against the Kansas City Royals. Saw the debut of Brooks Baldwin, who was with the Dash for the last month, 2 months of 2023, skyrocketed through AA and AAA, and he got his first MLB hit in his first MLB at-bat last night. So big congratulations to Brooks Baldwin, but the White Sox, they fell 7-1. They go for Game 2 in that series coming up at 8:10 p.m. Eastern here this evening from Kansas City, Missouri. That's a look around the rest of the White Sox organization. The Dash with a 1-0 victory last night. Still trying to see if we'll play a game here this evening. Tarp still on the field. The Tarp crew standing by. So they're hoping that this rain can burn off here in just a little bit and we can get into some baseball here tonight. But more to get to here on Dash Pregame. Take a look at the projected starting pitching matchup and lineups here tonight here for Game 2 of this three-game series between the Dash and Asheville tours. More to come on the other side of this timeout here on Bally Live and the Dash Broadcast Network.
What are you doing?
Pugh, eating caviar. Yuck. Get this. Supreme 7 Scratch-Offs from the North Carolina Education Lottery have the best odds to win $400 with a $4 million top prize. So I'm learning to enjoy rich people's stuff.
Okay, let me try. Gross. What's next?
Ballroom dancing.
I'll lead.
New Supreme Sevens. A shot at supreme riches. Must be 18 to play. Approximate overall odds of winning are 1 in 4.18. Problem gambling helpline 877-718-5543.
Do you know why a lot of people have a water dispenser at their home or business? So they can get clean, pure, great tasting water at the touch of a button. And now the Winston-Salem Dash and Prima Water have teamed up to give you a chance to try a Prima water dispenser in your home or business. At every Dash home game this season, Primo will select 5 lucky fans to receive a free 60-day trial of Primo's Home or Business water delivery service. That's 60 days of the highest quality water delivered to your home or business and the use of an Energy Star-rated bottom-loading Primo dispenser for free. And there's more than one way to win a 60-day trial of Primo water service. Go online to ws-dash.com to enter for your chance to win. Don't miss out on your chance to have clean, great-tasting water delivered to your front door. Come out to every Dash home game and go online to ws-dash.com for your chance to win. For new customers only.
You're listening to The Dash on MILB TV and the Dash Radio Network. Now, let's head back to the ballpark.
Back here at Truist Stadium, Tarps still on the field here for this game 2 of a 3-game series between the Dash and the Asheville Tourists. Brendan Riley with you here on Bally Live and the Dash Broadcast Network. And while we await some official word on this ball game here tonight, I do know the starting pitching matchup in the lineups here this evening. We will take a look at those now. Starting for the Winston-Salem Dash here this evening, projected starter here for this game 2 of this 3-game set is Juan Correa, making his 14th start of 2024 here in Winston-Salem. Coming off a start against Hickory back on July the 5th. That was a game 2 of the doubleheader that day. Dash swept that doubleheader. He lasted 4 2/3, gave up 3 runs on 4 hits, 3 walks, and 8 strikeouts. A season high for Correa, too shy of his career high. Correa this season, 2-4 with a 3.66 ERA, 31 walks and 56 strikeouts for the native of the Dominican Republic. He has been a steady arm in this rotation for the Dash all season long. He has been a guy that when the Dash need a start, they'll keep him in a ball game. He has been able to do that all season long. On the other side, for the Asheville Tourists here this evening, they are turning the ball over to Derek True, the 18th round pick out of Cal Poly last season. Started this year with the low A affiliate, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. We went 1-1 with a 2.49 ERA in 5 outings, 3 of those starts. He got a quick promotion up here to high A. Since then, though, he's felt the jump a little bit. 2-2 record with a 6.14 ERA, making his 8th start and 12th overall appearance this season. Opponents hitting 275 against him with a 148 whip. Last start came on the 11th, 9 days ago. He picked up the loss against Aberdeen. Couldn't get through the 5th. Got through 4 2/3. 4 hits, 3 runs, all them earned, 1 walk, and 2 strikeouts. This would be his 3rd appearance against Winston-Salem this season. He made his high A debut in his first start in high A back on May the 9th, where he went 3 innings, 5 hits, 3 runs, all earned, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. He then came in relief back on the 22nd. That was in Asheville. We ended up picking up a 12-out save. 4 innings, 1 hit, and 3 strikeouts against the Dash that night. He's been much better as a reliever here in high A, 2-0 with a 3.94 ERA and 4 appearances out of the bullpen compared to a 0-1 record with a 7.39 ERA. 7 starts here this year for Derek True, with opponents hitting 2.84 against him in that clip. So those are two that are getting the ball here this evening. Time to take a look at the lineups that they will be seeing. And it starts with the Asheville Tourists, who come in tonight with a record of 37-48 on the year. They are 9-12. And they have now just announced over the PA here at Truist Haven that we are heading into a delay. But we'll give you the lineups here quickly before we run in to a little bit of a timeout and even send you into the delay track here. For the Asheville Tourists, Logan Cerny leading it off in center field. Luis Baez in left field batting second. Austin Deming at third, batting third. Garrett Gilmet, he's behind the plate and the battery mate to Derek True this evening, batting fourth. Cam Fisher returns from the development list in the ACL. He bats fifth at first base. Ryan Johnson, he's at short, batting sixth. Narbe Cruz, the DH, bats seventh with Anthony Sherwin batting eighth at second with Jackson Lofton rounding out the starting nine for Nate Shaver this evening. On the other side for the Winston-Salem Dash, Jordan Sprinkle, he'll lead it off at short. Lodell Chappelli's at second, batting second. DJ Gladney in right field. He had the lone homer last night that gave the Dash the victory, coming in the bottom of the seventh, batting third. Ryan Glaney does the DHing. He cleans things up. Wes Kath, he moves up in the order to five. He'll be at third base. Colby Smalley's behind the plate, battery mate to Juan Correla this evening. Caden Connor makes his Truist Stadium debut. He bats seventh at first. Eddie Park in center, batting eighth with Samuel Zavala, rounding up the starting nine for Guillermo Quiroz here this evening. So we'll run into a timeout here, and then we'll come back. Hopefully have a little more information for you here on a rainy Saturday in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Right now, this game's gone in delay. Come back here in just a few seconds and update you more. On the other side of this timeout, you're in Bally Live on the Dash Broadcast Network.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Flow Automotive is your source for a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in Winston-Salem and the Triad region. With over 50 years serving you, Flow knows cars and service, and we have great prices on great cars. Visit us at flowauto.com to view our inventory, make your next service appointment, and find us on Facebook. Flowauto.com, your source for great prices on great cars.
Hey, what are we doing after the game? How about some beers?
I want a cocktail.
Hey, I'm driving. I was thinking coffee.
Too bad we can't find all those in one place.
Yeah.
Guys, haven't you been downtown lately? There is a place you can find great coffee and great craft beer and cocktails. Footnote Cafe is right next to Foothills Pub on 4th Street. They roast their own coffee, have killer cocktail and wine lists, and feature...
Wait, don't tell me. Plenty of delicious Foothills beer.
You got it. All that in a really cool space. Let's go check it out.
Let's go!
Footnote Coffee and Cocktails, open Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m.
You're listening to The Dash on MILB TV and the Dash Radio Network. Now, let's head back to the ballpark.
Well, if you're joining us for first pitch here for game two between the Dash and the Tourists, we are in a delay. It's been raining all afternoon and now into the evening here in Winston-Salem. Tarp has been on the field since about 3:30 in the afternoon here today. Grounds crew got it out there, and since then, though, the rain has not really stopped. It looks like the rain has held up a little bit right now. There was some cells encroaching on the area. But right now, Dash just announced, due to weather, we'll be starting tonight's game in a delay, actively monitoring and hope to play this evening. If you're looking for updates, make sure to stay tuned to the Dash's social media on Twitter at WS-Baseball. You can find them, find the Dash on Instagram as well at that same handle, or you go to WS-.com for tonight's new start time. But right now, Dash and Taurus in a delay here as we await game two of this three-game series here between the Dash and the Tourists. 1-0 victory last night for Winston-Salem. It turned into a pitcher's duel. DJ Gladney's lone homer. The difference in last night's victory. But we're in a delay here at Truist Stadium, and with that, we'll send it into the delay track. We'll be back on here in just a little bit. We might know some more information as we await. I'm just kind of sit and wait here on a Saturday evening at Truist Stadium. Stay tuned for updates. Stash social media. We'll be back on in just a little bit. Andrew Murphy will hopefully join in a little bit as well. But we will send you in the delay track and be back here in just a little bit to see if we'll play this one here between the Taurus and the Dash. Stick around. We'll be back here in just a little bit on Bally Live and the Dash Broadcast Network.
The Winston-Salem Dash are in a delay. For updates regarding the status of the game, follow the Dash on Twitter at WS-Baseball. Check the Dash's Facebook page or stay tuned to the broadcast for more information. The Winston-Salem Dash are in a delay. For updates regarding the status of the game, follow the Dash on Twitter at WS-Baseball. Check the Dash's Facebook page or stay tuned to the broadcast for more information. The Winston-Salem Dash are in a delay. For updates regarding the status of the game, follow the Dash on Twitter at WS-Baseball. Check the Dash's Facebook page or stay tuned to the broadcast for more information. The Winston-Salem Dash are in a delay. For updates regarding the status of the game, follow the Dash on Twitter at WS-Baseball. Check the Dash's Facebook page or stay tuned to the broadcast for more information. The Winston-Salem Dash are in a delay. For updates regarding the status of the game, follow the Dash on Twitter at WS-Baseball. Check the Dash's Facebook page or stay tuned to the broadcast for more information. The Winston-Salem Dash are in a delay. For updates regarding the status of the game, follow the Dash on Twitter at WS-Baseball. Check the Dash's Facebook page or stay tuned to the broadcast for more information. The Winston-Salem Dash are in a delay. For updates regarding the status of the game, follow the Dash on Twitter at WS-Baseball. Check the Dash's Facebook page or stay tuned to the broadcast for more information. the Winston-Salem Dash are in a delay. For updates regarding the status of the game, follow the Dash on Twitter at WS-Baseball, check the Dash's Facebook page, or stay tuned to the broadcast for more information. The Winston-Salem Dash are in a delay. For updates regarding the status of the game, follow the Dash on Twitter at WS-Baseball, check the Dash's Facebook page, or stay tuned to the broadcast for more information. The Winston-Salem Dash are in a delay. For updates regarding the status of the game, follow the Dash on Twitter at WS-Baseball, check the Dash's Facebook page, or stay tuned to the broadcast for more information. The Winston-Salem Dash are in a delay. For updates regarding the status of the game, follow the Dash on Twitter at WS-Baseball, check the Dash's Facebook page, or stay tuned to the broadcast for more information. The Winston-Salem Dash are in a delay. For updates regarding the status of the game, follow the Dash on Twitter at WS-Baseball, check the Dash's Facebook page, or stay tuned to the broadcast for more information. The Winston-Salem Dash are in a delay. For updates regarding the status of the game, follow the Dash on Twitter at WS-Baseball, check the Dash's Facebook page, or stay tuned to the broadcast for more information. The Winston-Salem Dash are in a delay. For updates regarding the status of the game, follow the Dash on Twitter at WS-Baseball, check the Dash's Facebook page, or stay tuned to the broadcast for more information. The Winston-Salem Dash are in a delay. For updates regarding the status of the game, follow the Dash on Twitter at WS-Baseball, check the Dash's Facebook page, or stay tuned to the broadcast for more information. The Winston-Salem Dash are in a delay. For For updates regarding the status of the game, follow The Dash on Twitter at WS-Baseball, check The Dash's Facebook page, or stay tuned to the broadcast for more information. The Winston-Salem Dash are in a delay. For updates regarding the status of the game, follow The Dash on Twitter at WS-Baseball, check The Dash's Facebook page, or stay tuned to the broadcast for more information. The Winston-Salem Dash are in a delay. For updates regarding the status of the game, follow The Dash on Twitter at WS-Baseball, check The Dash's Facebook page, or stay tuned to the broadcast for more information. The Winston-Salem Dash are in a delay. For updates regarding the status of the game, follow The Dash on Twitter at WS-Baseball, check The Dash's Facebook page, or stay tuned to the broadcast for more information. The Winston-Salem Dash are in a delay. For updates regarding the status of the game, follow The Dash on Twitter at WS-Baseball, check The Dash's Facebook page, or stay tuned to the broadcast for more information. The Winston-Salem Dash are in a delay. For updates regarding the status of the game, follow The Dash on Twitter at WS-Baseball, check The Dash's Facebook page, or stay tuned to the broadcast for more information. The Winston-Salem Dash are in a delay. For updates regarding the status of the game, follow The Dash on Twitter at WS-Baseball, check The Dash's Facebook page, or stay tuned to the broadcast for more information. The Winston-Salem Dash are in a delay. For updates regarding the status of the game, follow The Dash on Twitter at WS-Baseball, check The Dash's Facebook page, or stay tuned to the broadcast for more information. The Winston-Salem Dash are in a delay. For For updates regarding the status of the game, follow The Dash on Twitter at WS-Baseball, check The Dash's Facebook page, or stay tuned to the broadcast for more information. The Winston-Salem Dash are in a delay. For updates regarding the status of the game, follow The Dash on Twitter at WS-Baseball, check The Dash's Facebook page, or stay tuned to the broadcast for more information. The Winston-Salem Dash are in a delay. For updates regarding the status of the game, follow The Dash on Twitter at WS-Baseball, check The Dash's Facebook page, or stay tuned to the broadcast for more information. The Winston-Salem Dash are in a delay. For updates regarding the status of the game, follow The Dash on Twitter at WS-Baseball, check The Dash's Facebook page, or stay tuned to the broadcast for more information. The Winston-Salem Dash are in a delay. For updates regarding the status of the game, follow The Dash on Twitter at WS-Baseball, check The Dash's Facebook page, or stay tuned to the broadcast for more information. The Winston-Salem Dash are in a delay. For updates regarding the status of the game, follow The Dash on Twitter at WS-Baseball, check The Dash's Facebook page, or stay tuned to the broadcast for more information. The Winston-Salem Dash are in a delay. For updates regarding the status of the game, follow The Dash on Twitter at WS-Baseball, check The Dash's Facebook page, or stay tuned to the broadcast for more information. The Winston-Salem Dash are in a delay. For updates regarding the status of the game, follow The Dash on Twitter at WS-Baseball, check The Dash's Facebook page, or stay tuned to the broadcast for more information. The Winston-Salem Dash are in a delay. For updates regarding the status of the game, follow The Dash on Twitter at WS-Baseball, check The Dash's Facebook page, or stay tuned to the broadcast for more information. The Winston-Salem Dash are in a delay. For updates regarding the status of the game, follow The Dash on Twitter at WS-Baseball, check The Dash's Facebook page, or stay tuned to the broadcast for more information. The Winston-Salem Dash are in a delay. For updates regarding the status of the game, follow The Dash on Twitter at WS-Baseball, check The Dash's Facebook page, or stay tuned to the broadcast for more information. The Winston-Salem Dash are in a delay. For updates regarding the status of the game, follow The Dash on Twitter at WS-Baseball, check The Dash's Facebook page, or stay tuned to the broadcast for more information. The Winston-Salem Dash are in a delay. For updates regarding the status of the game, follow The Dash on Twitter at WS-Baseball, check The Dash's Facebook page, or stay tuned to the broadcast for more information. The Winston-Salem Dash are in a delay. For updates regarding the status of the game, follow The Dash on Twitter at WS-Baseball, check The Dash's Facebook page, or stay tuned to the broadcast for more information. The Winston-Salem Dash are in a delay. For updates regarding the status of the game, follow The Dash on Twitter at WS-Baseball, check The Dash's Facebook page, or stay tuned to the broadcast for more information. The Winston-Salem Dash are in a delay. For updates regarding the status of the game, follow The Dash on Twitter at WS-Baseball, check The Dash's Facebook page, or stay tuned to the broadcast for more information. The Winston-Salem Dash are in a delay. For updates regarding the status of the game, follow The Dash on Twitter at WS-Baseball, check The Dash's Facebook page, or stay tuned to the broadcast for more information. The Winston-Salem Dash are in a delay. For updates regarding the status of the game, follow The Dash on Twitter at WS-Baseball, check The Dash's Facebook page, or stay tuned to the broadcast for more information. The Winston-Salem Dash are in a delay. For updates regarding the status of the game, follow The Dash on Twitter at WS-Baseball, check The Dash's Facebook page, or stay tuned to the broadcast for more information. The Winston-Salem Dash are in a delay. For updates regarding the status of the game, follow The Dash on Twitter at WS-Baseball, check The Dash's Facebook page, or stay tuned to the broadcast for more information. The Winston-Salem Dash are in a delay. For updates regarding the status of the game, follow The Dash on Twitter at WS-Baseball, check The Dash's Facebook page, or stay tuned to the broadcast for more information. The Winston-Salem Dash are in a delay. For updates regarding the status of the game, follow The Dash on Twitter at WS-Baseball, check The Dash's Facebook page, or stay tuned to the broadcast for more information. The Winston-Salem Dash are in a delay. For updates regarding the status of the game, follow The Dash on Twitter at WS-Baseball, check The Dash's Facebook page, or stay tuned to the broadcast for more information. The Winston-Salem Dash are in a delay. For updates regarding the status of the game, follow The Dash on Twitter at WS-Baseball, check The Dash's Facebook page, or stay tuned to the broadcast for more information. The Winston-Salem Dash are in a delay. For For updates regarding the status of the game, follow The Dash on Twitter at WS-Baseball, check The Dash's Facebook page, or stay tuned to the broadcast for more information.
Brendan Riley back with you here at Truist Stadium. This one has been postponed here tonight between the Dash and the Taurus. And so the two sides, they will play two sevens tomorrow starting at 11:30 a.m. in the morning. Game one of a doubleheader getting started there. Pre-game coverage will start at 11:15 for game two of this three-game series. But today, the rain here in the Triad, too much in the standing water on the field. Tarp still on the field. And they are going to call this one here tonight, but we'll make it up starting at 11:30 tomorrow. So game one of the doubleheader will start at 11:30, and then game two will start about 35 minutes approximately after first pitch, or after the final out in game one tomorrow. So Dash and Taurus not playing tonight, but back in action tomorrow at 11:30. Pre-game coverage will start here on Bally Live in the Dash Broadcast Network at 11:15. And that'll do it for us here tonight from Truist Stadium. Too bad we couldn't get this one in, but join us tomorrow starting 11:15 for 14 innings of baseball here from Winston-Salem. That'll do it for us here tonight. Brendan Riley signing off for the final time here this evening. Come on back for the doubleheader starting at 11:30 tomorrow between the Dash and Taurus. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday night. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 11:15.